assuming the Rishonim will hold there are no Gilgulim are right, why do bad things happen to good people? More specifically, bad things happening to children under three who assumingly have no halachic culpability but do have a neshama. Josh from North Miami Beach. First of all, even without the idea of Gilgul, some of the ways of understanding why children suffer, obviously it's not a punishment for their sins because they have no sins, and if there's no Gilgul, they don't have previous sins either. However, there are shitas, even the Rishonim, that every person is held liable for what he knows is wrong. And even a katan, we can't punish a katan with earthly punishments because we have to assume that he's not enough of a bardas. But if God knows, even some Rishonim say, even an uber, even an embryo, if he knows what he's doing and he does it on purpose, can be punished for that action too. Everything. There's some that even hold that even animals are in a situation like that. In any case, according to that, it's possible even for little children to have averus that min hashamayim, they should be have tikkunim, which we call punishments, exacted for. Another reason is that certain neshamas were put in this world for a very short time, and to go through certain inyanim that have nothing to do with their own free choice. We find that David HaMelech was supposed to be a stillborn, supposed to live for 1 second. If Adam HaRishon hadn't given him 70 years of his life. It seems from there that there are neshamas that are supposed to come into this world for a very short time. Their tachlis, as part of the plan of creation, is not to have free choice. It's to affect whatever God wants them to affect other people, to be that other people's relationship with them should affect their free choice. These are things that are beyond our comprehension. But these are possibilities, and therefore not everyone in this world, their situation in the world is based on reward and punishment and their own free choice, but God's universal, eternal plan for everything that included these things also that are beyond our comprehension.